Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
The Daily Mail newspaper ran an article on how Brits are obsessed with their own gardens and with the gardens of their neighbors. Some of the statistics gathered by the Roundup Gel group are staggering, for they discover that almost half of the adult population of Great Britain is jealous because their neighbors have a larger and more pruned garden than they do. 42% of us peer over our garden fence to discover what lies on the other side. 35% of all people admit that they would never ask their neighbors for advice on gardening because they thought it would go to their neighbors' heads. 16% of the population is so bitter that they would refuse to give advice on gardening even if they were asked. Not only do approximately 50% of us envy our neighbor's gardens, but 42% get annoyed if the neighbor's property is messy. And 1 in 10 of us is angry because someone nearby has copied what they have done to their garden or their home. It seems this competition even runs into our recycling bins. As 1 in 12 of us confess that we compare the amount of material we recycle each week to that of our neighbors, in hopes that we recycle more. Gary Philpott, spokesman for Roundup Gel, comments, "It would seem that people can't win. Neighbors are envious if your garden is too nice, but then they also moan if it's too scruffy. It's healthy to have a bit of jealousy every now and then. It keeps everyone on their toes. But are envy and jealousy really healthy for us? Even if it is over something so trivial, in my opinion, as our gardens. The Bible is clear. We should not envy the envious. As Psalm 37 verses 1 and 2 says, "Fret not yourselves because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb." And St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5 states, "Love does not envy." Love and envy are mutually exclusive, because envy only wants what is good for itself, while love wants what is good for one's neighbor. The Bible is also clear that we are not to be jealous of those afflicted with jealousy. Again, St. Paul notes that jealousy is found in one who does the works of the flesh, and it should not be found in one bearing the fruits of the Holy Spirit. In fact, both the 9th and 10th commandments instruct us that we are not to covet. Coveting is to desire something that someone else has. It includes wishing that that thing or person belonged to me, and not merely just wishing, but actually planning and taking steps toward implementing the theft. Envy and jealousy not only fill our minds, but they can often lead to evil actions with disastrous consequences. Instead, God desires that Christians are to be content with what He has graciously given to us. Since our hope is not found in ourselves, our money, material possessions, reputation, education, or even our gardens, but only in our Savior Jesus Christ, who has accomplished the work of salvation for us and freely given to us the forgiveness of our sins and the victory over death. So we do not have to fret, worry, or be envious or jealous. We understand that our treasure is located in heaven, where neither rust or moth or thief can destroy it or steal it. Knowing the forgiveness of God in Christ Jesus, what more could we want or desire in this life? All other things that we enviously and jealously crave are counterfeit, and they end up as mere futility. So, if you are one of those 50% who are gazing over your back fence into your neighbor's garden thinking that the grass really is greener on the other side, just remember what Peter has to say to you. Know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. Let us pray. God, by the patient suffering of your only begotten Son, you have beaten down the pride of the old enemy. Now help us, we humbly pray, rightly, to treasure in our hearts all that our Lord has in his goodness borne for our sake, that after his example, we may bear with patience all that is adverse to us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.